Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, April 29th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. If you're looking for a sporty alternative to AirPods, Beats Power Beats Pro, totally wireless earphones, will be available to pre-order from Apple.com this Friday, May 3rd at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time in the U.S. and Canada. Power Beats Pro will hit stores 1 week later on Friday, May 10th. The all-new Beats earphones are powered by the same Apple H1 chip as new AirPods, work with voice-activated Siri, and have sporty features like longer battery life and physical playback controls. Power Beats Pro earphones are a new entry in the Beats lineup, joining Power Beats 3 wireless, but with major upgrades including both physical and sonic improvements. For starters, Power Beats earphones are totally wireless, no cord in between each earphone, just like AirPods. Here's how Power Beats are described by Beats in terms of sound enhancements. Quote, completely re-engineered from the inside out, the earphones boast an upgraded linear piston driver that leverages an efficient pressurized airflow to create a powerful acoustic response in a small package. Enhanced sound quality means incredibly low distortion and great range across the entire frequency curve, end quote. You can pre-order Power Beats Pro in one out of the four colors starting Friday. Black is available at launch. Ivory, navy, and moss will follow later this summer. Each pair includes four sizes of changeable ear tips and a redesigned adjustable ear hook. While AirPods top out at 5 hours of battery on a single charge, Power Beats Pro pack up to 9 hours of power between charges and the same 24-hour battery life when using the included magnetic closure case. Power Beats Pro totally wireless earphones are premium priced at $249.95 in the U.S. compared to AirPods, which range from $159 to $199, and corded Power Beats 3 wireless, which cost $199, although they're usually on sale for around half that. But unlike AirPods, Power Beats Pro earphones are rated for sweat and water resistance. They have louder sound, and they have adjustable ear hooks, which makes them ideal for intense workouts. 9 to 5 Mac will have an early hands-on look with Power Beats Pro later this week, followed by a full review early next week. You can learn more at beatsbydre.com and pre-order Power Beats Pro from apple.com starting this Friday. Best Buy also has listed Power Beats Pro ahead of the launch on May 10th. And over the weekend, Apple released an official company statement in response to the recent controversy surrounding Apple's decision to remove several apps that relied on what's called mobile device management systems to provide features similar to those introduced by Apple in iOS 12 with screen time. Echoing comments made in an email from Phil Schiller, the statement directly refutes the claims made by the New York Times over this week. Apple's statement says, quote, contrary to what the New York Times reported over the weekend, this is not a matter of competition, it's a matter of security, end quote. In the statement, Apple says it began investigating abuses of NDM, that's mobile device management software, for non-enterprise usage in early 2017 and updated app review guidelines in mid-2017. That's to highlight that screen time came out in 2018. Apps that provide parental controls that do not rely on MDM are allowed to continue in the App Store. However, the scope for a parental control app that operates in the bounds of the iOS app sandbox, says the rules, limitations, is small. And many features like automatic, accurate usage tracking are not possible within those limitations. It's possible that Apple could open up screen time features to third-party apps in the future as a potential remedy. And now let's check in with my colleague Bradley Chambers.
Hey, thanks, Zach. On Saturday, my article was looking at why Apple is not really playing well with software in the enterprise. I mean, they don't have services in the enterprise. Where the counterpoint is, you know, in the consumer world, they're, you know, seemingly going all in on services with their TV subscription, News Plus, Apple Music, iCloud storage. So I was looking at why I think that's the case. And one of the things I've realized is that software in the enterprise is often very entrenched. It is much easier to replace hardware than it is software. And that works out well for Apple when their hardware is popular. But the risk is that if someone else comes along with better hardware, that Apple can be easily replaced in the enterprise because, again, they're not playing in the software game. Even things they do offer essentially just hook into other things. So check out the article. Let me know your thoughts in the comments. And then on Sunday, I was looking at kind of my journey with the Apple Watch. I've owned every one over the years and, you know, bought and sold multiple ones of them over the years. And I really come to the realization that this health thing is going to be huge and that the EKG monitoring is really just the beginning of what's coming. This is not just about podcasts on the go or notifications. This is about fundamentally having access to health data every day on the go that you would just never have otherwise. And so I do think that, over the next decade, you're going to see, thousands of people's lives saved just from the information that is able to be gleaned from the data inside of Apple Watch. So really, really just bullish on it long term. I think that'll be what Tim Cook's Apple is known for. If Steve Jobs' Apple is known for, kind of revolutionizing communication, I think Tim Cook's Apple will be known for saving people's lives. So check out that article in the show notes and leave me a comment. Let me know what you think.
Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com.